I don't know. Put it on airplane mode, but I'll find out. What's up, Ezra?
I just want to expand on my idea, is that I think that it's the same that my Mr. Rekhalozzi Salad is, it's the same thing as Makhshir Kujosobe, the heter, basically, that it's that as long as it's the same did, meaning as long as she doesn't get remarried, there's still this connection. That's why there's the mitzvah, according to Tashbates, the Makhshir Kujosobe. It's the same did.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Meaning that there's no all these things point to the ongoing obligation, bond, kasher, chalos, subsequent in a sinus I get. So the person who made that connection explicitly was Ned's Chashuge Chemed, which I'll just reinforce in a second. Rami?
And what do you do with the Rabbi Yosef Lili story?
What do I do with the Rabbi Yosef Lili story? Rabbi Yosef Lili's story is not consistent with this distinction between of the Arzura of how Grusas Yisrael Shalonise Sabe. Right. Clearly, the Yishalmi thinks it applies even when she remarries. Right. So the Yishalmi just thinks that maybe there's some din abibsarcha when she's married to somebody else. I mean, the Holcha B'Haisal Yishacher doesn't terminate the kasher entirely. I think it's fine.
That doesn't validate.
What?
That doesn't validate.
Does it bother me?
Doesn't bother me.
It just means that Yishalmi went a little too far with the principle. Not that I went too far, but meaning maybe the Yishalmi. I think it's an open question whether Yishalmi acknowledges that something has been vitiated a little bit when she remarries somebody else. But hey, Arba Deos Bemita. Maybe so. It extends even into the second union.
Maybe you could say that. The line of, let's say, where it cuts off is even farther. That if she had a child with this second husband, then maybe it would cut off.
Yeah, maybe.
Married with kids.
Right.
Married with kids.
I think if you saw in one of Ned's Achronim, they talk about that. They say, Mibsarcha losis ale. Maybe that's only when they have kids. Or maybe that's only when they have kids together, Lachar Gershon. But we'll look at that in a second. Josh, did I see a hand back there?
Well, I was just going to say, or you can explain to the Yerushalmi, like the other way we were talking about, I don't know, a few days ago, that maybe the Yerushalmi just doesn't think it's about, like, the remaining Ishus at all.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Because the Yerushalmi is just the din, like the Pnei Moshe there said, oh, she was your basar, right. So, you know, you have to have respect for the past, like Zachari Mozolom or something.
Or a different rationale, yeah.
Well?
Or Josh's rationale being enough.
Whatever. Yeah, just right, just, she's a, right, she's a person. Right, but I'm saying I think you could go with the Yishalmi story. You'll say Haglili even within this interpretation of Ibsar Chalos Asalim, but just bite the Chiddush, accept the Chiddush that the Yishalmi thinks that extends, it infiltrates the second marriage also. Maybe less so. Maybe it's more vitiated. Let's say you have two ex-wives. One got remarried and one didn't get remarried. What?
Nothing like Zivug Rishon of your ex-wife. Never mind.
Well, I'm saying let's say multiple ex-wives, right? We know. What?
Wow.
Some got remarried, some didn't get remarried. So do you have a kedimus to the one that didn't get remarried, because she's a greater mibsar chalos asalim than the one who got remarried? I think what you could say is that even if you accept the Yishalmi, that there's a lesser mibsarcha in the case of the one who got remarried than the one who didn't get remarried. Make sense? Great. I was going to use Trump as an example. I just don't remember which one of his wives got remarried. But yeah, go ahead.
We also toned down the Yerushalmi by saying that only she got remarried. He hasn't gotten remarried, though. So let's say from his perspective, that's remarried.
But I think what really matters is her getting remarried.
Well, from the perspective of Sarah Lotidale, whether that disappears or not.
Just because when you think about the halacha allowing the husband to have multiple wives, like in a case of polygamy, where you say that... there's less of din mibsarcha if you have multiple wives, right? So was Rachel less mibsarcha los asalim to Yaakov than Rivka was to Yitzchak? My intuition is to say no. Like the from the husband's perspective, the multiple marriages doesn't attenuate the mibsarcha los asalim otherwise. Not sure though. That's my sense. See what I'm saying? So even if the husband were, yeah. Okay, let's look at the Tshuvas of the Gonim that the Arzurah quotes. Josh, you're reading of the Tshuvas Kativ?
Yeah, Shivas Kativ.
Or Kativ Hachi?
Yeah, Kativ Hachi. Amar Bar Rav Chanina Yigamoni.
Shilta, yeah. Shilta. With respect to the question.
Let's say he was giving this family, let's say, this woman that he had children with, he got divorced from her, and he, let's say, gave them the zonot still, and he didn't have yichud with her, and therefore he doesn't need a get, because he was doing it with shir shamayim.
Okay? Yeah. But, in my de'atzmo nasan la, what's that?
It's a halo. Halo ve'enu chayim v'teila v'natam la.
Yeah, he's just doing like L'Shem Shemaim. He's doing a mitzvah.
Yeah. Oh, that was through Shalim.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's Ayideh Shlish. That's the Ima Ayideh Shlish. Shlish is a third person. A neutral party. Ruah midaber
midyachid imo vada tzricha yimani get sheni v'ima v'inisei havlad mamzer tzricha get me'achar.
It's very strong language, right? Meaning if you see that she's misyachid with the ex-husband, then she needs a get, and the subsequent children are mamzerim. But notice that he distinguishes between doing it al yedei shlish versus doing it yourself. Does anybody see that? And he distinguishes between shlish versus doing it yourself. And notice he's talking about a case of what?
Kids
and remarriage, like where she already married somebody else. Am I right about that? Actually, I don't know. If
yeah, that's because
just kids. Sorry, just kids. Hi, Bar Yisrael. She gives
Shivhayla mimena
banim
ketanim. It's his
own kids. No? Yeah, those are his kids, right?
So why are the future kids manzer if neither of them are remarried?
If she were to get married to somebody else, then those kids would be mamzerim because she's considered.
After
she's remarried, and then
after he and her had yichud, let's say when he's giving her the mezono, and then she went to go marry somebody else, and she had kids with the second person, then those kids would be mamzerim since keilu they, let's say.
Right. Yeah. So actually, we don't know if she was remarried. Here there are banim ketanim, so that's interesting. So you might have said actually this case the Orzarua is special because they have children together. So there you might say this didn't mipsar chalos salim even after gerushin. You could have said that. In the tshuva, the gonim itself, it's not clear if that's the significant consideration. Either way, the Or Zeruah cites this as a distinction to show that it's really al yidei acher that permits the support. That's why it's not in violation of the ksuvis discussion of the harchakos. Ezra?
This also says
Yeah, that's really interesting, right? That he says that this is ho'aveno chayiv la'aseisla. You still might say mipsar chalos esalim doesn't mean a chiyiv, it just means a mitzvah kodem to anybody else.
Which I want to say, but when I said that, everyone was like, no, it's a mitzvah. I remember.
Yeah, right, I remember. I do remember that.
It's like very interesting. Though.
You're just distinguishing mitzvah and chiyiv. Right. Like there's a... You saw this in the last part of Gittin also, right? Ruchetzes im b'nei adam... Maybe there's a chiyuv, like versus a makadat, that's not a mere mitzvah. So it could be there are different levels of obligations. Yeah. Josh?
Also just like, you know, practically it's very interesting in terms of, you know, whether if he's chayav, let's say, for his grusha, let's say the grusha's family, you know, like the kids, that's like, you know, child support. Does he have to, do we say there's a connection? Or do we say once they get divorced, if the kids were living with her, then it's completely cut off and he has no right to
them. You're saying vis-a-vis the kids or vis-a-vis her?
Like both, like here he's discussing the Shmuel mitzvah to give to her and the kids.
No, just to her.
Right, I think here it's to her. L'shem Shemayim haya no sein la.
Ah.
Ho'al beno chayiv la seis la, v'nasan la. Meaning I think it's separate, the discussion here is separate from the support obligation to the children.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the interesting question is, do you say once they're banim, then that makes the mipsar chalosis ale more tangible lachar gerushin? Right, she's the mother of your children. That's always there, even after gerushin. So you might say dafk in a case like that, there's din mipsar chalosis ale. I don't know what the story was in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Did he have kids with his first wife? What? Right. That'd be an interesting thing to... Wikipedia doesn't have something on like the personal life of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Check it out from me.
Isn't it interesting that the reason that he gives for why he would need a get in the case of using the shish, meaning, isn't the... because he's doing L'Shem Shamayim and he didn't have to give her anything.
We don't suspect that this is like...
Which is like kind of suggests that the problem is not like, it's not like, oh, they can't interact ever. It's more just if there's no reason for them to interact, meaning he could just easily send her a check and then he chooses to interact with her, that's suspicious.
Right.
As opposed to just like never cross paths.
Correct. That's the sense you got. Versus suspicion that they're in a siyachet.
It's not an active harsaka for no reason. Like, we assume that anytime you drag, something bad can happen. It's just that, maybe that's not kiddush, but to me, that's...
I think it's one interpretation of sugging sevis, right? That's why they shouldn't be coming to bezin together. There shouldn't be din midvarim b'nehem. So you have two chidushim basically in the Or Zeruah's discussion. Number one is the idea that you should be a farnes l'idei acher. That makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Kuf Yud Tes. And then number two is this distinction between whether the wife is remarried. That's how he wanted to explain the Medrash. The Chiyav L'Farnes, Mipsar Chalos Esalim, is only Kodem Shnises L'Acher. Everybody get that from the Ezra? Yeah? Okay. Let's now look briefly at Ned's Chashukei Chemed on 30.
Seems to be he did have a kid.
Yeah.
From the first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we know if he remarried?
It doesn't say that he remarried. So I'm assuming
this
is Wikipedia.
Could be Eliezer.
Wait, Wikipedia? Wikipedia?
They're quoting sources.
I'm on Zissel.com.
Yes.
Zissel? That's where it's at.
Right, sure. So I guess you have to find out if Rabbi Yossi Aglili remarried. If the kids are from the first wife.
It doesn't say he remarried.
From the Diyak that he only had one wife.
One wife, and there from that wife is where all of his kids came from.
Right, you might say the Yishalmi is unique then, right? Yossi Aglili case is unique because they had children together. Maybe. We'll have to look more into it. Doesn't say he had a second wife.
Doesn't.
It's pretty interesting.
Since he was reincarnated as the David Ben Yeshi.
David Ben Yishai?
Oh, David Ben Yishai, who is that?
You tell me.
Oh, it's David.
How many David Ben Yishais do you know? Good stuff. So the Yishalmi, let's look at the Chashukei Chemed quickly. And he says, Chen Kasav HaRama, based off the Yishalmi, Bsar Chalos HaSalim. Ned, tell us about your Chashukei Chemed here. After he cites the Rama, Haray. Maybe breathe louder and more clearly.
All right, Shigam for Shavtoon. He creates Yisra'acha. Kolko Mira, she sent him our dafka for Shavtoon. She had to Yisra'amash. Yilovak for Beha. Shekol HaKarva Imam. Yilovak Ar. Yilovak Ar.
So you're saying it does, you don't get this extension, meaning you always have this din amibsarcha to your wife, even after Gerushin, but it wouldn't apply to your wife's relatives. That's the thought here. And even if you're related to your in-laws while your wife is married to you, it doesn't carry lachar misa. That's the claim. But he does want to say, harisha grushasa nikres besarcha. I think that's just the diak that we've been taking for granted. Right? That there's a shame besarcha even for grushasa.
It should probably be also even maybe after she remarries.
What?
I think from here that even after she remarries.
Possibly. In the Alei Tamar, he says, which we surveyed very quickly last year, look at this highlighted section. He had that chakira explicitly about whether Grushaso is kodemes to other krovim. And what did he want to say? Achin adayin ishle stopik bezesh achari gam shegam bigrushaso shayach mibsarcha al tesalem harehi nechsheves yoser krovaso. Meaning what? That maybe she's considered the closest relative, even lachar gerushin. Now he had a very good raya. Ned, what was his raya from the Medrash, the Bereishis Rabba that we saw? Oh, so he was married to his niece, and
so if that's the case, then maybe the Chiyuv only derives from that Kirva, and not the Kirva of Sarah. But not the Kirva of just Rishato being Sarah.
So he's not sure, right? He's not sure if the Kirva there stemmed from her being his niece or from being his divorced wife, right? By the way, that would answer the la'achar, remarriage issue, if Mibsarcha lo salim is just referring to the fact that she was his niece. But he says at the end here, Achinam nomar shegrushaso kodemes mishar krovav, yitachin shebeglal shehay sabas achosu lo haysa mutala sav lefarnasa. If she was just a niece, then he would have the same obligation to all his relations, all his relatives. What's the chiddush there, Ned? What's the view? This is how he wants to read the Medrash. Oh, so the chiddush that you get at Elei Tamar is that it's not just that there's a din kurva la'achar geirushin, but that your ex-wife is considered a closer karov than your, at least your nieces and nephews. So it's considered a close karov, even la'achar geirushin. Okay, now there's another little interesting point that the Elei Tamar makes in this discussion. Ned, tell us about this highlighted phrase. His commentary on the Ramah. Mehad Amina Perakid Alf Halacha Beis. Okay, so what's he saying? The halachic din of Adam being chas al kvod al mamnaso applies to an arusa. So the halacha thinks that a person is concerned about the covet of their almana, even if they were only married through erusin. Yes? So what's the argument of the Elei Tamar then? It stands to reason, once we're deducing a kesher between grushaso and almanaso, what does it stand to reason? Stands to reason that a grusha min a erusin would have the same din. That a person is chas al kvod grushaso. The Gemara says it with respect to almana. Almana min a erusin, we assume adam chas al kvod almanaso. So by extension, you should say the same thing for grushaso min ha erusin. That's the argument. Yes? Why does he not like that, Brahm? That really interesting. This gets back to our discussion of Erisin versus Nisuin. He's saying maybe if this din is really grounded in Mibsarcha lo sisalim, what, Ned?
And it would only apply to a Nisuin, not
a grusha min a Nisuin. Why? Because there's only a din of Bisaro Mishas Nisuin. Not Mishas Erisin. Erisin is just a formal kinyan, kicha. But kicha doesn't make them basar echad. It doesn't make the wife din shero zibsaro.
Where'd you get the point that you'd have the havamina that it would be from erison? Where do you make that?
Because he says the Yushami itself assumes that this idea of Adam, a person having rachmanus on his almana, is true even for an almana and erison.
I see.
So he's saying she should extend that, that a grusha and erusin, a person also has certain affection for her. But then he's saying, no, but if it's a din in mitzarcha lo sesalim, that can't apply to grusha and erusin. So a really interesting thought here, that this din of mitzarcha lo sesalim pertains to not just the, doesn't arise out of the kicha. It arises from the nesu'in. There's some sort of deeper bond that's distinct from the likuchin of a ma'isa kedusha, and he thinks that never gets severed with the gerushin. Any idea more to say on this? No. Ezra.
Not to bring up historical, but I wonder if this also provides an answer to Ezra's question from last year.
Other Ezra.
Yes. In that if we're saying that there's this sort of fundamental bond that gerushin can't sever, then maybe that's why you have that kurov thing, that that bond creates some sort of halakhic significance.
Which kurov thing? I mean, that she's considered your relative.
Yeah, we had a thing where we said that your ex-wife is considered more kurov than like your own brother.
Right.
So if we're saying that there's this fundamental bond that gerushin can't sever, then maybe that's that driving force behind the kurov.
I agree. I think that's exactly what it would be. Ezra, do you agree with other Ezra?
I'm still thinking about the point from yesterday. So
okay. Josh?
The Eli Tamar himself later on like qualifies his earlier statement about that even though they're divorced, they're still, let's say, like they're still a basar. Because then he kind of like reads like the Shnei Moshe that it's like basar be'avar.
He wants to dilute it later on.
Yeah. And that...
It's unfortunate. Yeah, well, I just think... we'll get that in a second. I don't think he's... I mean, I think he's arguably wrong about it. He's probably wrong about it. We'll get there. Rami?
I was just going to say that I don't think you can say for Rabbi Yosef Lili that it's that story that just because it's related to him, because the Gemara itself grounds that in...
Mipsarchal is salad. Zugrushaso.
Yeah.
It's explicitly because she's a grushaso. I think that's right. I think that helps the dia. What?
It would also be a very irrelevant story if that's what's
right, it was about his niece. I think that's what helps the Ali Tamar's point. That the fact that Yishalmi specifically sources it in Mibsarchal Salim Zugrushaso implies that a Grusha has a greater kedimas over a niece. Otherwise, you could have decided Mibsarchal Salim any Karov. But Yishalmi specifically says you're Grusha. That's why, meaning, it sounds like the fact that she was a niece was not sufficient to explain his Chiyav Lefarnasa.
Well, but that's not true, clearly. Because other would have obligated him to do that, just not as high up on the...
No, but he might have had a greater chiyuvim to his brother, his sister, right? Okay. So let's move to the last part. I don't know if you guys caught this. Shout out to Bisco Hanan.
Spectre.
Yeah. He said, I heard a rumor that Bisco Hanan... someone should try to substantiate Jesus. I think he suggested, I guess Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was maybe engaged to somebody. Does that make sense? I don't know. He got married really young. And they broke off the engagement and he still supported her.
Wow.
And he said, well, maybe that's just Midas Chasidus.
It's definitely.
I will nearish Yitzchak Chanan also said Midas Chasidus. That'd be, I think, too far. If you want to say that you have some Ibsarcha Los Salim from a broken engagement, yeah, that'd be very radical. So he rejects it, the Ali Tamar rejects it for Erisin even. And he's like, it only applies Mishas Nesu, and he's like, oh, okay, but there's a story of the Bitzko Hanan that he, you know, supported Mishudach Doshin Esparta Chavila Benam. He's like, that's just got to have been clear, Lifnim Mishur Asadin. Daniel?
Do they have legit attribution back then?
No, that's what I'm saying. He's saying Meshudachto would even be weaker, I think, than Erison.
That
was?
Yeah, there wasn't.
There wasn't yet.
Yeah.
There's no
this. I think from the times of Shulchan Aruch already, or even before that, they weren't doing Erusin prior to Nisuin. So that's the Chiddush. He's saying maybe even for Mishudechas. This relates to earlier, our discussion earlier in the year, what's the best way to conceptualize Erusin, this type of, just a Shiduchin with Nisuin Shishish. Sounds like he's thinking along those lines. Seth?
According to Josh's thing, Ben Mechavera thing, Tesh Rabba, his Ben Mechavera thing, it might make sense that there would be some kind of kesher between, like, if you're just engaged. Like, there still could be a...
Yeah, some special emotional connection, and that's sufficient. Anybody who you interacted substantially with would generate circle of Stalin.
Right.
Right, if you go with this, oh, it's just that there was a connection, but nothing present.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Dalai Tamar himself wants to say, hey, that's Lefnimish Midas Chasidus, Lefnimish Shuras Adin. It's not like a real enforceable halachic din. Okay. Then he goes into this other type of case. What's this discussion here, Ned, with the Eishes Aviv that was Niskarish because of Shasa Asar Shana V'lo Yelda? What do you mean? You sent it out?
Yeah. I still skimmed it.
How could you skim it and send it? You have to...
That's what I said. I just missed the whole thing. So
he makes the point here of a case of a couple that was married for 10 years. They got divorced.